Hello and welcome to AHR's weekly market update podcast, brought to you by our Chief Investment Officer, Ian Ramsey.
Welcome to this week's AHR market review for the week ending 28th of January 2024. US equity markets etched higher to new record highs over the week as global equity markets rallied following positive US economic data, European Central Bank comments, and the announcement of Chinese economic stimulus. US economic growth continues to surprise to the upside. Fourth quarter GDP growth in the US came in at 3.3% annualized, well above expectations of 2% growth. This strength was driven by ongoing resilience in consumption, which grew at 2.8%. This is now the sixth quarter of US economic growth coming in over 2%, despite facing higher interest rates. Over the last two quarters, there has been growth rates of 4.9 and 3.3% above trend and considerably higher than expectations. The core personal consumption expenditure price index, the Fed's preferred inflation gauge, was also released during the week and is now 2.9% year over year, below last month's 3.2 and below 3% for the first time since 2021. Including volatile food and energy costs, headline inflation also rose 0.2% for the month and held steady at 2.6% annually. Signs of core inflation falling closer to trend has been one of the key catalysts of expectations that the US Federal Reserve may begin cutting interest rates throughout 2024. The ECB kept its key interest rates at current record highs of 4% at last week's policy meeting and confirmed that it would keep monetary policy at restrictive levels for as long as necessary. With financial markets now expecting rate cuts from the ECB to come in April or June, the ECB did acknowledge that the disinflationary process did appear to be working and that risks to economic growth remain tilted to the downside. US stocks closed the week up 1.1% as investors digested the implications of more positive economic growth and inflation data. European equities ended 3.1% higher for the week following dovish ECB commentary and stimulus measures announced to support the Chinese economy. Japan's stock markets declined over the week, falling 0.6%, whilst Chinese equities rose 2.75% after the People's Bank of China announced a number of key interest rate cuts designed to stimulate its flagging economy. An upside surprise in weekly jobless claims in the US on Thursday helped balance out some of the strong economic readings, leaving the benchmark 10-year US Treasury bond yield little changed for the week at 4.14%. European government bond yields declined following acknowledgement from the ECB that the disinflationary process was working. The yield on the benchmark 10-year German bund slipped to 2.3%, whilst the UK 10-year gilt rose to 3.97% ahead of next week's key Bank of England interest rate decision. US crude oil climbed nearly 7% for the week as the price reached $78 per barrel, the highest level in almost 2 months. The latest weekly gain came amid a recent decline in US crude supplies and continuing tensions in the Middle East. Looking to the week ahead, investors will be watching closely the US Federal Reserve's interest rate announcement on Wednesday and earnings results released by some of the US market's largest constituents, Apple, Amazon, Microsoft, and Alphabet. That's all for this week's AHR Weekly Podcast. Thank you for listening. For further investment insights, head over to ahrprivatewealth.com.